Hey guys, I want to say I know the episodes have been kind of sparse lately. We've been dealing with a lot of like real life issues. My usual co-host has been having some pretty serious health issues. I've had some small health issues myself, as well as other real life things going on. You know how real life sneaks up on you. I am trying to bring the show back when he's feeling better. Hopefully he will be back. I don't want to speak for him, so we'll see how that goes. This week I've got a special guest co-host on here with me, and you know, maybe she'll be back on the show. I don't know. I'll see how she fits with you guys, see what you think, see what she thinks, but that's totally up in the air right now. That's like back of my brain. I do want to say, as always, you can watch us on YouTube, 555 Filk. You can follow us on Twitter at @filk_this. Instagram, Filk Yourself. Shoot us an email at contactfilk@gmail.com. We totally use your recommendations, and if we do use the one you say, we're going to send you a movie just to say, hey, thanks for being a listener of the show, thanks for supporting us, just pretty much thank you. This episode was sponsored by the folks over at Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad, so thanks, guys. This episode does have some, we'll say technical difficulties, but it's not that at all. We were in a space that is not at all as closed as our usual recording spots, so there is a lot of extra noise. It can get a bit echoey. There are ins and outs in audio. I do apologize for that, but I still think that this is worth posting because we got into Wonder Woman, so here's the episode, I suppose. Howdy, I'm Johnny Five, this is Stephanie,
hey,
and you are listening to 555 Filk. This week we are watching Wonder Woman, the 2017 one, not the show, not the cartoon, but the good one with Gal Gadot. What'd you think?
I really liked it.
You really liked the whole movie?
I enjoyed a lot of it, yeah.
I thought she was a badass.
Yes, she killed it.
She absolutely killed it. I feel like when I first saw her in Batman Superman, I was like, there's no way this woman is Wonder Woman. She's not going to hurt somebody if she punches her. And then I saw her in this and I was like, okay, she could kick my ass.
You didn't like her in Batman vs.
No,
Superman?
I liked her. I just didn't feel like she would be threatening if she needed to be threatening. We only had that moment by the car where they're like, oh, is she with you? And then...
Well, she took on the monster.
Which was nice.
So
the monster.
It's been a while. I've only seen that movie once and I didn't like it.
This is Doomsday. He killed Superman one time.
She was the best part of that movie and I was so excited
she
to
was
have
really good.
Her own movie.
Her theme song.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Her theme song is my workout song.
In my head the rest
of the
day. I
think we talked about this. So if you start your car and that song comes on, you are going to break the law speeding. It's a thing.
Or you're just going to have a good day.
Yeah, it's going
to
be the
feel
best.
Empowered and ready to go and take on everything.
Steve was less interesting than any of his friends. And I didn't care for him in this movie. Chris Pine, he was there to be pretty and nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, this is where I thought you and I were going to butt heads. They were like, no, he's wonderful. He's an angel.
He's super sweet. He's a nice person.
He was not interesting.
Because he was so nice and kind of boring and stagnant, I was waiting for the surprise. I was waiting for him to not be this nice guy.
I think, so this movie takes place during World War I instead of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Which is when Captain America happens.
Right,
and I feel
right.
like he was, like, no powers Captain America the entire time. Like, they were like, how can we make this look like the Captain America movie? But I liked it. I mean, I dug it. I feel like he was the big weak point. I think him dying made the movie better. if he wouldn't have died, there would have been, like, no stakes. If she would have gone in, she would have come out fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been like, oh, okay, I get it. She's as good as Superman, pretty much. Which
right.
she is.
Yeah. Or better.
No, I agree. She's a much more interesting character than Superman.
Yeah.
I like Superman, but let's not pretend he's interesting. He hasn't been interesting for like 50 years.
Yeah, I kind of saw Chris Pine's character being the one who died. I didn't really want him to die, but it was like, okay, I can kind of see that would probably happen.
When he died,
his character.
I did not get at all emotional. There are so many movies I've cried for. I did not cry in this movie because I did not care about him. I think if... any of his three pals who show up later would have died, I would have lost it. They were
really?
So much more interesting. I liked all of them better than his character.
They were more interesting. I don't know if I loved any of their characters.
No, I didn't love any of them, but I'm saying compared to him.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of, I don't know her name on this, Princess Buttercup?
Robin was in that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What did she play?
She's the one, she trains Diana, and she's like the baddest badass on all of the island.
I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
so
was
she's,
good.
So she's terrifying on House of Cards. On this, she was a badass.
She was sweet. I liked kind of that she went behind the queen's back to train her. Like, she knew Diana needed this, and no matter what it cost her,
so
she
the
was
story,
willing to do that.
The story I knew about Wonder Woman. So on this one, it kind of feels like she's...
She's part Aerys' daughter or something like that, right? Something like that. She's not Aerys' daughter, but it felt like something like that. Like, okay. When she does that thing with her wrists, and then there's like that big pulse of energy that happens.
Oh, Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were still talking
about that. Sorry. Nope. I jumped ship. So was Wonder Woman Aerys' daughter in the new movie?
No.
Okay. So whatever it is, she's got something going on. They're like, well, you're not really one of us. Mm-hmm. The one I grew up on, she's totally one of them. She went behind her mom's back and then trained anyway. But so, like, she was totally one of them. She went behind her mom's back. She trained in this big thing to see who was going to go out to the rest of the world.
Diana.
And then Diana.
Okay.
And then her mom found out, and she was like, okay, well, let's see who this champion is. Takes her hood down. Oh, my God, it's my daughter. You're not going anywhere. And then she goes anyway.
Okay.
I think that would have been way better than her mom knowing the whole time. I would have liked for her mom to be like, God damn it, Diana, why do you do this to me? Kind of like when she was a kid and she kept sneaking off behind her back.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of had their little...
Yeah, there's still...
When she decided she was going off to the war.
Yeah, there's still a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The end. That's all I have about that.
Okay.
What else do you think about this movie?
Aerys surprised me.
I wish he was in the movie more.
Yeah.
I would have liked a lot more of him.
He was definitely an interesting character. I did not. And when he said, oh, I'm Aerys, and I was like, you're not Aerys. No, that doesn't get to be you. And then he put on, like, the mask and carved it out, and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool.
So I feel like, so DC has, like, 5 decent villains.
Okay.
We've already killed Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
Lex Luthor is a punk. So, like, I'm not, I saw the look. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. No, I like Jesse Eisenberg, too. I don't hate him like What's-His-Face hates him. But, yeah. You're okay. That's not a name. What's a fake name I can give him? I don't hate him like Dante hates him. But I still, I don't feel threatened by him even a little bit. Hmm. So, like, I don't know. The new Joker, I'm not afraid of him. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this seems like the first cool villain we're going to have for this, which to me leads, like, they could have better villains than Marvel has going, because Marvel has Loki and that's it as far as villains.
Yeah,
like Abomination went straight down, Red Skull went straight down.
Yeah,
like
they didn't do anything with that,
and they should. He's scary.
What's the purple guy that they've been leading up to with the Infinity Stones?
Thanos.
So that's going to be a thing eventually, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that should be the end of Infinity War 2, probably.
2. So there'll be a 1 and a 2 for that.
I'm excited.
Split it up.
Very. Who else do we have in this movie? Charlie. Who's... I don't know how to say that. That last one.
Samantha Joe... Ebola?
I don't remember Ebola. You know who... So... Wonder Woman's a badass. We've discovered
yes.
this. That first time when she disrobes and becomes Wonder Woman, holy buckets. When she's walking across that
The No
field.
Man's Land?
Yeah.
That scene was incredible.
That was badass.
That was like her really stepping into her own.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, that's exactly when Wonder Woman happened.
Yeah. When she said, no, I'm not going to stand for this, and got up and did something about it.
She was such a badass. So this movie's directed by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed with that.
Yeah.
Because there's not a ton of women directors, especially ones who get big budget movies like this. For them to have a big comic book movie like this, it's mind-blowing. Because the last comic book movie that I'm aware a woman directed was that Punisher War Zone, which I love that movie, but it is garbage. It's terrible. It is... it's awesome. It's so dumb. It's just big shooting everything and everything dies. Like, the beginning of that movie feels like a big kill everybody finale, and then it goes on like that for like an hour and a half.
That there's just like no...
I'm sure there's a story in there, but I couldn't tell you what it is. But like, this movie, it's totally directed by a woman, and I feel like I love that, because like this could pave the way for more women directors to get into this stuff, since women don't get taken seriously in Hollywood much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like having her, Gal Gadot being Israeli, is going to do some very nice things for that entire race of people in Hollywood.
Yeah, I was glad that they didn't whitewash her character.
Yeah, after hearing Rosario Dawson play her in some of the animated stuff, I could totally see her playing her in a live action, and I'm glad they didn't go that way either. Because she kills it in the animated, but man, this woman is Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
What do you think of Diana versus Wonder Woman?
So you draw the line of Diana at No Man's Land.
Right. Or even, or like, when she puts the glasses on and, okay, now you're ugly, apparently, because that's how Hollywood movies work.
That was so funny.
At least they called it out, but they totally she's all that at her. They're like, put on glasses, now you're ugly.
They totally, like, put on the glasses and was like, yeah, that doesn't really work, but we're going to pretend it works.
Yeah.
Makes you less distracting.
I do like that she was like, I don't know how to be a woman. What are dresses for? Like, it was a fun little break in the middle.
And, like, yeah. Like, when she's discovering everything new about... I kind of felt like that was a little... too much. Like, it was funny, but at the same time, with all the reading that she has done, it's almost a little surprising that she's not aware of how the rest of things work.
Like, I get her not being so much into the society things, but, like, she had to know that there are different ways of doing things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I might not know how to do things in, like, say, Brazil, but I'm going to function without being like, everything here is brand new.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, babies are made from clay, and he had to explain that, no, that wasn't from clay, when I'm pretty sure she knows how...
Yeah, because she
society work. Yeah,
she describes sex.
The scene before that, yeah. So it was amusing, but almost too dumbed down for her character.
Yeah, I do think we could have seen more of that kind of stuff, like her not understanding relationshipy type stuff between her and Steve, and that could have like really made his scenes a lot better. Because I swear, everything he was in, he was like, okay, I get you guys are watching a superhero movie here, but let me just take it back a few minutes, talk very slowly about how much I'm into this woman who I just met. Who, granted. Is, like, pretty much a goddess. But, like, I don't know. Every time he had one of his big scenes, it slowed down the movie for me.
I know, I'm trying to think of any of his scenes, really.
That's what I'm saying.
None of them, like, really stand out to me.
So I dug how they hid the island.
Yeah.
That was cool, with the bubble.
That was really neat. I didn't understand... So, they made it seem like the bubble was... penetrable, and I wasn't sure if it was unpenetrable before she discovered, like, before she did the little X thing and blew.
Oh, that's a good call.
Or if that was always
penetrable. Yeah, I don't know. You know that one?
What's that?
The bubble around the island before she did that thing, was the bubble, like, could somebody have come in and out of it?
I think so.
Because I feel like a fog isn't enough to deter people, especially as human society has expanded and grown, and
I do like they kind of make it seem like eventually somebody would have found it anyway.
They give it that Bermuda Triangle type feel.
Yeah.
Right.
And I like that. It almost felt like on Doctor Who, it's not the chameleon circuit, but the thing that draws you away from it, you just don't notice it there. I like that. I dug that they were like, you're going to go after these guys with arrows.
The Wave Rider.
Yeah.
How they cloaked the Wave Rider on Legends Tomorrow, but it's still like there.
Yeah. Rather than on Avengers, how the helipad just has the cloaking device, whatever.
We can just go invisible.
Yeah. I am excited that, like, she doesn't have the invisible jet, so we're going to get to see how she comes across that.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't see her, like, actually fly.
Flight at the end.
That's what I was just going to get to. I feel like she's flying, but she's not quite flying yet. I feel like she's Clark Kenting,
like,
but not Supermanning. So she's doing, like, the flea jump.
Like pre-flight, yeah.
But I feel like I think we're going to get her full-on flying.
So she can fly.
There are versions of her that can fly.
Definitely had an argument with someone that she couldn't fly, and I was like, no, I'm pretty sure she can fly. Like, I know for sure she can fly.
She flies jets just for a show. Or not
to carry
show,
extra people.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just tired. You want to take it easy. It's like Aquaman with his jet ski. Ugh. That's a thing that existed. Aquaman. I hope... So, speaking of Wonder Woman, because that's what we're talking about, we've been getting stuff from the other Justice League movies like crazy. You're finally getting full trailers out. And I really hope Jason... What's his last name?
Momoa.
Momoa kills it as Aquaman, so people will stop being like, Aquaman's so lame. He used to be a badass. He's almost as strong as Superman. He's, like, a complete badass. He rules two-thirds of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that orange and green Aquaman killed it for a long time.
I loved how they did that with Momoa this time.
The new,
this time around, just making him like a dark but yet lovable.
Awesome.
He looks like a mix of like Ariel's dad and Superman to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
and I like the tattoos.
He looks really interesting. He looks more powerful than the red or the orange and blue. like actually a character somebody like people could get behind and be like, this guy's really cool.
Let's just hope Justice League doesn't destroy the momentum of Wonder Woman.
Justice League better not let me down. The Flash looks perfect to me.
Yes.
I'm all the way behind this.
I'm not a fan of Ezra Miller. I really would have loved them to just say, hey, Grant Gustin, you're phenomenal. Let's have you be Flash.
I feel like he would have been too young and it would have felt almost Spider-Man-y. So, like, this kid's still young, but...
Sure.
But he the current
feels
Barry...
feels older, like he's...
Yeah.
Matured like he's, faster than...
And they're also leaking... I seen a thing, they're leaking other Justice League members that will more than likely pop into the DC Universe. They had a possibility of Billy Batson showing up, which I
will
you know
lose
Billy
my
Batson
mind.
Is, but he becomes Shazam.
Okay.
Slash Captain Marvel, but I don't know if they'll...
Yeah,
you think
which
it'll be
one
Shazam?
They're going to go by. I think they'll go by Shazam.
I'll bet they will because they have a Miss Marvel or a Captain Marvel who's a woman this time coming out too on
the
Marvel
Green
side.
Lantern Corps they handed to in this full dimension DCU picture. Also, John Stewart and Hal Jordan.
I would love that. So, I would love that actually.
Yeah, they're talking about a Green Lantern Corps movie.
I've read that Ryan Reynolds wants to reboot Green Lantern himself.
Really?
Because he says the first movie sucks, and he knows that, but it's not his fault. They didn't have a script, so they were, like, winging the whole thing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So they did pretty good for winging
it, I'd say.
That's
like the Eric Bana Hulk.
Yeah.
I mean...
They were like, well, we know it's
Hulk,
this is the story, but...
Hulk looked amazing. Mm-hmm. Towards that continuity that, you know, growing up, you've seen the Hulk as, you know... I mean, mind you, I love the new Hulk. I love how he looks, but that dumbed-down, comic-y-looking...
Extra green.
...incredible Hulk from... The Eric Bana movie was great. The script killed it.
Even to me, like a lot of people, I thought the beginning, all the stuff with his dad and everything, that felt right out of a comic.
Yep. The mutant dogs were phenomenal. I love the mutant dogs.
So there are things I love about it, and there's things I really hate about it, which I hate about the new one as well, where they're like, okay, you know what'll calm down the Hulk? A girl and nothing else. Okay, yep. I get that, but we don't need to do this for every Hulk movie.
And let's not make a relationship between... The Incredible Hulk or Bruce Banner and Black Widow. That's supposed to be for Hawkeye and Black Widow. If you like,
yeah, but Hawkeye's
really...
got a family, so we don't need
yeah,
to
yeah, but
like,
he shouldn't have had that family. That
oh,
family
I
was,
him
like
him with the family.
Thrown in there.
She is a Russian spy, and she's going to kill that family, knock him up, and have an anchor baby.
Mm, possibly. Could very well. Could
yeah,
very
you
got to well.
Think about Scarlett Johansson. You're not fooling me with that.
I like her.
He's
like
married
her.
To Velma right now, though, right?
Yeah. I like her, but I don't know how well she's doing as Ghost in her role.
That's what
Ghost
I'm not excited
Michelle.
About. I did not like
I didn't.
That. You did not like the trailer for that or that your
I know.
SO wanted to watch it.
I know. He
it's
was joking.
It, no. That movie looks awesome, and
cut
she looks
off his
amazing
toes.
In
he
it.
Wasn't joking.
You say you're going to cut off his toes?
If he wasn't joking.
Wow.
You're like, we can just make sure he doesn't listen to this, right?
We can cut that part out.
Oh, no, there's no cuts for that. We've got Meg swearing me out on here. We can keep that.
No.
I'll cut your toes off if you leave that in.
They come in toeless, we'll know what happened.
Yeah. That's funny.
Be like the father that Amanda Bynes showed.
I think Cyborg's
going to
be a great character.
Pinky.
I think that they could get a great origin story going for him, too.
I'm fully surprised and really proud of Warner Brothers for keeping him black.
Yeah.
I did not think they were going to.
I was really hoping for Teen Titans with him, but throwing him right into the Justice League is good, too. I mean, he's done both. He's been a part of both,
right.
So...
So, this version of Bruce Wayne, he's already been Batman, he's retired, we know all this because we see the suits are up, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Do you buy into the Joker is Robin too?
No.
No?
No.
I don't think so.
I would love for it to be that way, kinda, but I could also see it being a cop-out.
With still being Jared Leto playing with that Joker.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, it should be, see they killed it because Joseph Gordon-Levitt would have been a phenomenal Robin, and they did not. They killed that trilogy.
So to me, when he does that, it rises up at the end and it says, "The Dark Knight Rises." To me, Robin didn't become Robin; he became Batman.
Sure,
but think like Batman Beyond almost, because he's still going to have Bruce like in his head telling him what to do, whatever. I would have loved that to become like the next movie and just call it
Batman
Beyond.
Could be fantastic too because you still have Michael Keaton who's at that age now.
Which
where he could pull that off.
That's kind of what I'm hoping with the Batfleck being Batman now because he's supposed to be playing the older version of him.
Sure.
So he's playing Dark Knight right now. He's definitely doing the Dark Knight Returns comics. So let him do that and then have whoever we're going to have as our Robin, because I bet we get a Robin, and I'll bet it's a girl Robin.
I'd be good with the girl Robin.
I'd be cool with it as long as it was well cast.
But I also would like the girl that plays Hit Girl.
Chloe. Yeah, she's a badass. Chloe Moritz.
Moritz, mm-hmm. Yeah, she would be fantastic to play Robin. We've already seen her play
exactly that part, role, yeah.
Right.
But a little grittier.
But I would love to see Batfleck go through all these movies. We do this, so like on the Marvel side, you got Avengers and then you start Phase 2. For DC's Phase 2, they should have Batfleck retire again, Bruce Wayne dies, finger quotes all around that in the papers, and then he's training a new Batman. I would love that.
I would really love to see a Jason Todd Red Hood come out of all this too, you know?
Yeah.
That would be
because the cartoon was fine,
yep.
But I need to see him going nuts on people.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. What they did with him in the comic books, bringing him back as the Hood.
Yeah.
Taking that mantle that Joker started off and just running with it and going into
and
the hole.
That's almost why I'm cool with if this Joker is Robin too.
Sure.
Have
sure.
it still play through that way.
Yeah,
I would love
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. That does sound like something that would be interesting. I don't know if you follow the comics right now with Red Hood, but Red Hood is actually running around with Artemis and Bizarro right now.
Oh,
the
man.
Red Hood and the Outlaws.
If we get a Bizarro movie, I'm telling you right now, I will lose my shit. I will lose it. I will be
Bizarro's
so excited.
Bizarro is one of my favorite like villains in the DCU.
If we can get, like Lego Batman had all like the...
Yeah.
Back page villains in it for like a moment or whatever. If we can get like actual DC movies with like Bizarro, Solomon Grundy, like all these people, I will lose it. DC, please. I love you.
And they need to do it at the level that they did Wonder Woman. Like it needs to be at that level.
Right. If you played Injustice, great story throughout. Injustice 2 has an even better story.
No, that one happens after Flashpoint, right?
Yes.
That I would love to see.
So that one, Superman's still out of his head and, you know, still doing that whole, I think I need to put everybody in control in order to make this world a better place. And he's still got the group of people running with him. But the funny thing is, like, Harley Quinn's with Batman. You know, they're part of a team. And she's with Catwoman, and they're going against Poison Ivy, which Gotham City Sirens are Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn. And you're kind of destroying that whole part, but at the same time, they're leaving enough into it to where you know that story happened.
I like it.
So, yeah, but the storylines on the Injustice games should be turned into a movie.
So we've got the Flashpoints in that. I think Flashpoint already happened in Batman Superman, because when the Flash comes through, he's like, did I go too far or whatever?
Yep.
He has that moment, so he's definitely going through time.
Yep.
I'm surprised we don't have any pop-ups of anything like that. Like, no big Easter eggs in Wonder Woman about any of the other Justice League.
Well, can they go that far back in time, though? I mean, we're going back to World War I.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. Like, you would think, like, even if just, like, a mention of Atlantis, like, they're like, well, our city is lost over here. But if they would have mentioned Atlantis or... Like, I mean, obviously, like, Superman hasn't landed yet. Batman's not born yet. Like, I get that, but, like, mm-hmm. I didn't even see anything about Wayne Industries or Enterprises.
Yes.
Was there?
Oh, but not in the World War I section. Afterwards,
right.
we're in present time.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I would have loved to see, I don't know.
But they weren't in America. They were in England.
I like where
so
you're going
Wayne
with the whole
Enterprises.
Batman Beyond thing, though. I think that would be a phenomenal market to just, like, take on and just run with. I think it would be.
Do you think, what was her name? The girl who trained.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
Princess Buttercup.
Yes. Princess Buttercup. Do you think Princess Buttercup... Now, they already said she's coming back for part 2. Do you think she's going to play a villain?
Possibly.
Because they do that a lot.
Absolutely.
And do you think this Wonder Woman is going to have Cheetah?
Ooh, that would be a good villain to bring in.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, to me, it's the obvious one, but I don't know if they're going to get into all the silliness of the DC stuff, because they've been trying to get silly. This movie was actually had a lot of funny spots in it, which I think were needed.
Yeah.
It definitely lightened the mood, and they were...
Yeah.
Really enjoyable.
Yeah, and to me, like, if she was, like, super, like, oh, I just hate everything because I'm just like Superman now, I don't like anything. And I feel like you mentioned earlier, Batman's a little too, he's trying to be funny,
he's
but he's not funny.
But he's not funny.
Yeah. He shouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
But he is.
And
he's, like, he's trying too hard to be funny.
Yeah. They're like, what's your superpower? I'm rich. Sometimes that's very Superman. Sometimes it's not. I don't feel like it's or Batman, but I don't feel like it's this Batman.
It's like it's funny, but it's not like, oh my gosh, that was a great line.
Like you said, I think we're going into that.
We need to embrace the ridiculous
Knight Batman part of things, where he just needs to be gritty and just.
But on the other end of that, I feel like Superman, I mean, he's not silly, but it's a silly character. He's like, he is a god just walking around in his little tighty-whities saving people from, like, robbers.
He's got red underwear.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But on this, they're like, no, no, no. He's an alien. So he's serious. Get out of my face. Wonder Woman was, it had hilarious moments. It really did, and it needed to be there. And yes. I think that that's what DC needs to do is embrace how ridiculous comics are and make a great movie.
Right.
The only thing that entertained me about the Dark Knight trilogy was Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
I didn't like amazing. Bane. I didn't like any of the story, any of the, I didn't like Batman. It sounded like he was choking on something.
I liked Crane.
Yeah.
But I liked him more the... Was it three when he comes back?
Yeah.
That's, I liked him more then when you can see, like, he's okay, he's fully snapped. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're right. Heath Ledger made those movies.
Yeah. There was nothing
Christian else. Bale, I still say, had no business playing Batman because he was a bad Batman and a bad Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
I actually really liked his performance, honestly.
I understand that, and you're allowed to. But to me, Batman's the world's greatest detective, not a cookie monster who growls and beats
Batman's
people up.
Michael Keaton. I mean, I just...
Michael Apparently Keaton, I think, had the gadgets.
Batman. Yeah, I think, but growing up, I think that's what grabbed me, is that Batman. Val Kilmer lost it. He was better playing Willow.
I think Val Kilmer did a good Batman, but a terrible Bruce, and then backward on that for Clooney.
Clooney, yep. Yeah. Flop him, yep.
Not seen those.
If you had Clooney stand in for Val Kilmer, it would have been.
Yeah, Clooney killed it as Bruce Wayne. Yep. But then, man, his Batman
was
awful.
Real charming.
He was, he played it as a rich guy who's like, to me, Christian Bale. He played a rich guy just fine. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But there's never a second where I was like, that's Bruce Wayne. I feel like Ben Affleck absolutely plays Bruce Wayne, but then sometimes he doesn't as well. So when we see him in Batman Superman, where the whole city's collapsing, he runs into the thing for the girl, and it turns to me. That's bam. That's Bruce Wayne.
Right.
His Batman is hit and miss, but I feel like that's because he's out of practice. So I think
out of practice acting, or the Batman's out of practice?
The Batman's out of practice.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, because we hear that, well, the Bat's not real anymore, or do you even remember this? I feel like that was absolutely perfect.
Okay.
But I'm also a Batfleck fan. Like
I know you are.
I love Ben Affleck, and I love him as Batman, and I've been calling this since, like, Mallrats. He needs to be Batman.
If he can step it up, it would be...
I think he will. I think we're going to see it toward the end of Justice League.
Because all I'm seeing is him being paired up in other movies because he can't hold his own in a Batman movie.
How dare you? How dare you?
He doesn't have his own movie yet. Have you seen that? Nothing. It's...
Wait, Batman, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was on purpose. That's on purpose.
Because he can't hold his own movie.
No. So that was supposed to be coming out, but then he stepped down as director because he's directing... and writing and acting in it, and he was like, this is just too much. And he had a movie that absolutely flopped, but I didn't even know this movie was out, and I'm a big fan of him.
What movie flopped? Not The Accountant.
No, it was right after The Accountant.
Okay, I was going to say, because The Accountant was phenomenal.
He's fantastic.
That was good. And that I couldn't even tell was the same actor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he has been in some terrible movies. If you want to talk terrible movies, he has been in some. But at the same time, his writing, I think, is fantastic. I think his acting is great. And
so maybe he shouldn't write and act in the same thing.
I'll give you that. Live by Night.
Live by Night. What was that one about?
A group of Boston-bred gangsters set up shop in Florida in the Prohibition, and they face off against the KKK.
Okay.
So I never even heard of this, but it came out right after The Accountant, Suicide Squad, and Batman Superman. Like, all those were in 1 year.
Wow. So how do you end up with two movies? Like, that's a lot of filming.
Right. And the one right before that was such a big hit for him was Gone Girl, which I thought he was great.
He was in Gone Girl?
Yeah.
I might have to watch that now.
It's long.
That's
it's
what I've heard.
Really long. Have you read it?
I've not read it, but I've
heard
the book
so
is really good.
If you read the book and if you watch the movie, keep them separated because they're totally different.
Okay.
Not totally, but they're different enough. And it'll make you really mad if you read the book first.
So which had a better ending in your opinion?
I like the ending in the book better.
In the book? Okay.
But a lot of people hate the ending in the movie, and I love the ending in the movie.
So that's why I would hate the movie if I read the book first, because yes. I'd be expecting that ending and then be disappointed that they went somewhere
different. It keeps going after where the movie ends, but I feel like the movie ends where it would end for a movie.
Okay, that makes sense. There's definitely been a couple books where it's like, I feel like it should have ended earlier, and you go on and you get more information, and if there's
you
not
don't
a
need
second,
it anymore.
There's not a second book, there's not anything else to it, it's just like, I don't know what to do with this extra information. Now I've completely changed my view from where I thought the ending was and how I felt about my characters.
Yes. I kind of feel like, not to go back to this, but, to go back to this, because what we're talking about. But I feel like Wonder Woman had a fake ending, not a fake ending, but it had like a good ending, and then it kept going for a little bit.
Where did you see the good ending?
Shortly after the war ended.
Okay. So you didn't like her going back to present time where the movie started and wrapping up where she was with Bruce.
I did not realize that the movie started present day.
Yeah, yep, she starts
That's
in
right.
present day, they bring her
That's
briefcase,
right. Okay,
and
yeah.
And she takes her back to where she started.
Because he's like, oh, I wonder about your story or whatever.
Right. And so she tells her story. She
okay,
tells it
that's
to
right.
us and not to him, though, which is interesting.
Did we have any narration from her throughout the movie?
I don't recall.
If there wasn't, then I wish there was. If there was, I wish it was better because I don't remember it.
I know this is definitely a movie I want to see again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot that I missed. And I was paying attention. Like, I was trying to take everything in.
I can't get over that first scene where she just, like, disrobes and goes out there and kicks it. You know what? I love that they made, like, she's a badass first, and then she's hot, rather than, like, Jessica Rabbit, where she's like, she's here to be hot and also fight people. Like, she was a badass first.
Yes,
I love that. Or, like, they gave her the skirt rather than just, like, the underoos.
Yeah, I loved the skirt. I loved that it was armor, that it wasn't just like, hey, look at my pretty little swimsuit thing.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of covered in and not really.
Yeah. It was badass. I think they did a good job. There was a movie or a show that was supposed to come out a couple years ago, and the suit for that was not great. But she was covered. But to me, if it couldn't be this one, I would love it to be, what was it, Flashpoint? Can't even think of which one of the cartoon movies. She has a suit that goes up to her neck, and it has like a cut-off tank top kind of a thing.
Okay.
And it looks badass, but she's like completely covered, and I feel like, don't cover her up, but also like, why would she be out fighting wearing nothing? Like, it's to
exactly.
me, it's almost like video games. Like,
exactly,
you're
I
not
like
gonna
that
go out. Here's that one I was just telling you about, where I was just like, it's not a great one.
Oh no, I don't like that.
Why don't
at all.
Why aren't the boots even red? If you're gonna
why,
have it like this, make it red.
Out?
Right, and that's
Wait,
what I'm saying. Like, if you're wearing armor. The first thing you want to cover is your chest.
Yeah. And I felt like with she's covered up, but she's still curvy.
Yeah.
She looks
Yeah, you can tell she's like you can tell she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But she's covered here.
Yes.
I wouldn't like have liked to find out so I know she does the ricochet thing with her bracelets whatever.
Right.
I want to know if like her armor is bulletproof. I want to know if the headband is bulletproof. I would love for her to get shot in the head.
I'm sure if it's made of the same material, it would be, and maybe that's something that they'll introduce in the next movie. That would be kind of a funny scene, like takes a bullet in the head and like shakes it off and keeps going.
Or even like have it phaser for a moment.
Yeah, like it just like, oh, okay, what was that? All right, I'm back.
Oh, that's what a headache is. And there's a good throwaway line right there. All right, so overall, what do you think of this movie? Let's hear your rating out of 5.
I give it a 5 out of 5.
You think this is the perfect movie? Not perfect, but
okay,
like you
like
love
maybe
it.
Maybe like a 4.5. I feel like there's a little bit, stylistically, I might have changed. 5 out of 5.
I need 5 something out of 5.
What was she? She was the God Killer. 5 out of 5 God Killers, because she kicked butt against Ares, and that was awesome.
All right. I think I'd go a little bit lower than you just because of how much I disliked Chris Pine and everything to do with him. I liked the crash. I liked that she came over and saved him, whatever. But most of what he was in the movie was no good for me. And I feel like it had some pacing issues that were, like, terrible. So I think, I mean, it's not going to go, like, bad, but I think I'd give it, like, a exactly 4. Little light up magic ropes that you can get people to tell the truth sometimes. And did you know Wonder Woman was made up by the same guy who made the lie detector test out of 5? True story.
Wait, what?
That's my rating. But also, the guy who invented Wonder Woman and her lasso of truth
Is the same one who
he invented lie detector tests for police.
Oh, okay.
The more you know. Which are not admissible as evidence. And on that note, may the filk be with you.